That's fine. So I'm jumping the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leak through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 2nd of June. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 455, it marked the beginning of the second sacking of Rome when the East Germanic tribe known as the Vandals entered Rome and set about plundering the city for the next 2 weeks. Although the claim is disputed, the Vandals took part in relatively little murder and wanton destruction during the sacking, as was common practice in those days. However, the damage that the sacking caused many valuable objects of cultural significance led to the Vandals being associated with senseless destruction through the creation of the word vandalism. June 2nd in 1676, the Battle of Palermo took place between French forces sent to support a revolt in the city of Messina against the Spanish rule in Sicily and a Spanish force supported by a Dutch maritime expeditionary force. The French won the battle handily, ensuring the supremacy of their naval fleet for the remainder of the Franco-Dutch War. In 1802, Pell Mulway, an indigenous Australian man who fought a 12-year guerrilla war against the British occupation of the Sydney area, was shot and killed following the killing of 4 white men at Parramatta and Toongabie on June 2nd. Famed charlatan, showman and politician P.T. Barnum and his circus started their first tour of the United States on this day in 1835. In 1946, June 2nd marks the birth of the Italian Republic. In a referendum, Italians voted to turn Italy from a monarchy into a republic, and after the referendum, King Umberto II of Italy was exiled. The coronation of Queen Elizabeth II took place at Westminster Abbey on June 2nd in 1953. She was crowned Queen of the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia and New Zealand, and her other realms and territories, and head of the Commonwealth. It was the first major international event, funnily enough, to also be televised. June 2nd in 1997, in Denver, Timothy McVeigh was convicted on 15 counts of murder and conspiracy for his role in the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, in which 168 people died. He was executed 4 years later. And finally, more recently in 2012, former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was sentenced to life imprisonment for his role in the killing of demonstrators during the 2011 Egyptian Revolution. Got some very famous birthdays for you as well this morning. June 2nd, Australian cricketers and twin brothers Mark and Steve Waugh are turning 72. Happy birthday, boys. The very dreamy Wentworth Miller is 45. Funny man Anne Doe is 40. And for fans of Firefly, great series. Of course, it was cut off too soon. Two of the stars are celebrating birthdays today. Marina Baccarin is 38 and Jill Strait is 35. Got some very famous musos for you as well. Zia McCabe, the pianist for the Dandy Warhols, is turning 42. R&B singer Leela James is 34. And rapper Futuristic is turning 26. Happy birthday, Futuristic. But of course, we are going out on this fairly famous tune today. This one going out to Charlie Watts, best known as the drummer for the Rolling Stones. He's turning 76 today, regarded as one of the best drummers of all time. He started playing drums in London's rhythm and blues clubs, and unlike his infamously rock star bandmates, Watts never really fulfilled the whole rock and roll image. Once saying back in the 70s, Bill Wyman and I decided to grow beards and the effort left us exhausted. So we're going out on a personal favourite of mine from the Rolling Stones. This is Sympathy for the Devil, taking us out on this day in history, the 2SER 107.3.
Yeah.